皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう、カーツーム。
さくらです。
よしです。
Peter here。Beginner Lesson Season 2, Number 6. As always, brought to you by Eric Clara and the Translation and Interpretation Specialist. Sakura-san, it's the end of the year. You're
yes.
back around. Spread that holiday cheer.
Hi.
And Yoshi-san is here too. Yoshi-san, よろしくお願いします.
よろしくお願いします.
Okay, we are back with Season 2. Now, the goal of these lessons are to reinforce what we learned in the first season. So, if you're new to JapanesePod101.com, we have many different levels. We have intermediate. We have something for everyone. Stop by. Pick a lesson that'll suit your level. Okay? We have many, over 300 to choose from. I should be careful. Around 300 to choose from. So, there has to be something in there. All right. Now, today's lesson. Sakura-san, what are we talking about today?
Today, we are talking about holiday.
That's right. The end of the year holiday. Yoshi-san, when does your holiday start?
I take off on the 25th.
And now, Sakura-san, you ready for this? Yoshi-san, when do you get back?
On the 14th of January, because I don't have a contract. That's what Peter told me.
Ah, so nano? Ala. Ah.
Alrighty then. Now, I wonder what Laura was subject to, because probably there's a bunch of lawyers in the state just licking their chops at this, but I think we're out of jurisdiction, so I think we'll be okay. So I'm gonna take over.
笑いすぎて laughing too much. Too much.
Alrighty then. Yeah. Alright, so why don't you just listen to the conversation? And again, we have a really great bonus track too, so you definitely want to stop by and pick up that bonus track. And yeah, we'll talk to you after this. Go ahead. Here we go.
もう年末ですね。
そうですね。
再来週は冬休みですね。石川さんは今年の冬休みをどこで過ごしますか？
そうですね。今年は家族が鳥取へ戻りますが、私は東京に残ります。仕事がありますから。長谷川さんはどうですか？
私たちは今年もハワイへ行きます。
いいですね。お土産よろしくお願いします。
One more time, slowly, please.
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
もう年末ですね。
そうですね。
再来週は冬休みですね。石川さんは今年の冬休みをどこで過ごしますか？
そうですね。今年は家族が鳥取へ戻りますが、私は東京に残ります。仕事がありますから。長谷川さんはどうですか？
私たちは今年もハワイへ行きます。
いいですね。お土産よろしくお願いします。
次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。もう年末ですね。
It's the end of the year already, isn't it?
そうですね。
That's right.
再来週は冬休みですね。石川さんは今年の冬休みをどこで過ごしますか？
The week after next is winter vacation. Mrs. Ishikawa, where will you spend your winter vacation?
そうですね。今年は家族が鳥取へ戻りますが、私は東京に残ります。仕事がありますから。長谷川さんはどうですか？
My family is going back to Tottori, but I will remain in Tokyo because I have work.How about you, Mr. Hasegawa?
私たちは今年もハワイへ行きます。
We're going to Hawaii again this year.
いいですね。お土産よろしくお願いします。
Sounds nice. I'm looking forward to my souvenir. So, Sakura-san, what did you think of today's conversation?
Poor Ishikawa-san. Kawaisou.
Yeah, well, have you heard the bonus track?
Yes.
Because, while in this conversation, it's kawaisou na Ishikawa-san, it's not the case in the bonus track.
Yeah, so なんだよね.
Now, today's bonus track, Yoshi-san, what'd you think of that?
Sounded good. I mean,
I think more realistic. Closer to real life situation in the bonus track.
The truth revealed in Japanese pod.
Yoshi's giving away all the company secrets. Oh boy. Okay, let's move on to the vocab. Natsuko-san, welcome to the show. And first word, please.
年末
End of the year.
年末年末
This is made up of two Chinese characters. The first character is
年 Year.
The second one?
End.
And we can also use this end character with other measurements of time.
Yes.
For example?
月末
End of the month. And this one you've all heard before.
週末
End of the week. Or, as we say in English,
Weekend.
That just hit me now as I was talking about this. I never even thought about that. Next we have
冬休み
Winter vacation.
冬休み冬休み
Sakura-san, I really like that 冬 I like your pronunciation.
冬
It's really cute.
そう
One more time.
冬
I like it. And in Japan, the whole country takes the end of the year off.
Yes.
About a week in most locations, right?
Less than a week, I think.
Just us, Natsuko-san. A lot of people out there get a week. Yeah, so many people go home. So this is one of the big two vacations during the year. Okay, next we have
今年
This year
今年今年
Now, you just want to be careful. The two characters here are, first one means
Now.
Second one?
Year.
Now year, literally. This year. Now, what we want to be careful about is this character is used with other measurements of time. We also have now week, this week. But the pronunciation is different. How do we say this week?
今週
How do we say this month?
今月
So in, I'd say the majority of the cases, 2-1, the pronunciation is 今
And we also have 今日
Now day.
Yes.
As in today. Natsuko-san, why don't you stop me before I just made a fool of myself? Okay, so it's 2-2, it's tied. All right, let's move on. Thank you, Natsuko-san.
You're welcome.
Next we have?
過ごす
To spend.
過ごす過ごす
This is to spend, as in spend time. Yoshi-san, how long did you spend in the US?
アメリカで7年過ごしました。
Yoshi spent 7 years in the US. Okay, next we have
家族
Family
家族家族
Yoshi-san, can we get an example sentence?
私は6人家族です
I have a family of 6. My family is 6 people.
家族写真を撮る
To take a family photo. Next we have, Yoshi-san
鳥取
鳥取 prefecture
鳥取Tori, Tottori.
Slight pause in there, Tottori, because we have a small tsu, chichai tsu is in there, so we have a slight pause in there. Okay, and this prefecture is located in the southwest part of Japan, right, Natsuko-san?
Yes.
Have you been there?
No.
Yoshi-san?
No.
Yeah. Anybody out there been to Tottori? Please stop by JapanesePod101.com and let us know. We would love to know how it is. I would like to go there.
Yes, me too.
Next we have
戻る
To return
戻る戻る
Sample sentence, please.
忘れ物を取りに家に戻る
To go back home to get something you forgot. Next we have
残る
To remain
残る残る
Followed by
仕事
Work
仕事仕事
And finally
お土産
Souvenir
お土産 お土産。
All right, let's take a closer look at the conversation. First line.
もう年末ですね。
It's the end of the year already, isn't it? First, let's take a look at two points of interest in this sentence. First one is, Yoshi-san.
もう。
Already. Already, end of the year. Second point of interest is the ne, the particle, the sentence ending particle. Now, this can be used as a tag question. It can also be used as an emphasizer, but here, the speaking party is using it like a tag question and using it to prompt a response out of the listener. So, it's the end of the year, isn't it? Prompting a response out of Sakurada-san.
そうですね。
That's right. Now, here, the ne is not acting as a tag question. Next we have.
再来週は冬休みですね。
The week after next is winter vacation, right? Again, here we have the sentence ending particle ne. Now, when we say tag question, I think Sakurada-san brings some really good insight to this.
You put ne when you want to share that feeling with the other person. Like you want to confirm that it's, you know, don't you think so? Kind of expression.
Yeah, I think that
you
pretty
want
much
to share, yeah.
I think that sums it up very nice. So rather than making a statement, you're kind of feeling the other person out and seeing whether that person agrees with you or not. They both know that the week after next is winter vacation, and he's just confirming it. A bit of shared knowledge between them is being confirmed. In the sentence we have, 再来週, the week after next. Yoshi-san, can you give us one more example with a measurement of time dealing with this?
再来年,
the year after next. Okay, then we move on. Pay attention to the location of the interrogative in this following sentence. Yoshi-san.
石川さんは今年の冬休みをどこで過ごしますか?
Where will Miss Ishikawa spend her winter vacation this year? What we want to pay attention to here is the particles in this sentence. Yoshi-san, can you give us the sentence one more time, bit by bit?
石川さんは
Miss Ishikawa, marked by the topic marking particle.
は
Followed by
今年の
This year's, possessive here, this year's
冬休み
This year's winter vacation. It can also be translated as winter vacation of this year. So we have Miss Ishikawa, winter vacation of this year. Now, the winter vacation is marked by
を
The object marker, followed by
どこで
Here, the interrogative comes here. In English, where comes first, but in Japanese, it comes here, right before the verb.
過ごしますか?
Will spend. Where will Miss Ishikawa spend this year's winter vacation? Now, Yoshi-san, can you give us a variation of the same sentence?
石川さんはどこで今年の冬休みを過ごしますか?
Here, we take the どこで and put it after 石川さんは. What enables us to do this is the marking particles. Very flexible with the order, but what's not flexible...is the particles and the object markers. They have to be accurate. Okay? Then we have.
そうですね。
That's right.
今年は家族が鳥取へ戻りますが、私は東京に残ります。
This year, my family will return to Tottori, but I will remain in Tokyo. Okay? Very straightforward. Sakurada-san, let's just run through this sentence.
今年は
This year is marked by the topic marking particle. But we say this year, but what are we really talking about?
This year's vacation.
Yeah, it's inferred there, just like in English. This year, where are you going? This year, I'll be heading here or something like this. But we're talking about the vacation. Followed by?
家族が
Family, marked by が Then we have the location.
鳥取
Followed by the direction marker.
え
And the verb?
戻ります
To return. Then we have again?
が
Now, the first がis marking the subject. The second が, here it's acting as but, in between the two sentences. Then we have
私は
I, marked by the topic marking particle は, followed by
東京に
Here, the location, marked by に
残ります
Remain. I, Tokyo, will remain. I will remain in Tokyo. Then we have
仕事があります
Work there is the literal translation.What marks the subject?
が
Then it's followed by?
長谷川さんはどうですか?
Mr. Hasegawa, How about is the literal translation. But we need to reverse it a bit here. How about Mr. Hasegawa? How about you? We have?
私たちは今年もハワイへ行きます。
Okay, first part.
私たち。
We. Now, it has to be inferred here. Yoshi-san, who are we talking about here, we?
Mr. Hasegawa and his family?
Yeah, a family trip. So, this again has to be inferred from the fact we're using the plural pronoun. Okay, then we have?
今年も。
This year also. This particle も. What does this tell us, Yoshi-san?
That they must have been to Hawaii last year also.
Exactly. Just from that little particle. Then we have?
Hawaii へ.
Location, Hawaii. Then the direction marking particle, え.
行きます.
We'll go. This year we'll go to Hawaii also. Then?
いいですね.
That's nice.
お土産よろしくお願いします.
Souvenir, please. What's the first word in that sentence?
お土産.
Souvenir. What's the phrase that follows that?
よろしくお願いします.
Now, again, this has to be interpreted from the meaning of the sentence. When we translate it, when dealing with the introductions, it comes out something like, please be kind to me. But the reason we translate it that way is it has to be inferred from the context of the sentence. Here she's saying, jokingly, don't forget my souvenir or don't forget a souvenir. I'll be waiting for a souvenir. So here we interpret this as, I'll be waiting for my souvenir or don't forget the souvenir. Now, other possibilities, souvenir please, but I think that's a little too straight. All right, that's going to do it for today's lesson. Again, stop by JapanesePod101.com. In here, we covered a lot. We're going to try and get more and more coverage of particles, really dissecting the sentences and seeing how the language works. Okay, with that said, that's going to do it for today.
またね。
またね。